mill is busy and they're serving them a couple of meals a day. They actually, some of them go golfing, some of them go down the river. And the more of that stuff that we can get just keeps building the economy. And I would say, like, we could look across the state a little bit and see, you know, Broken Bow put in a conference center there on the west edge of town, and then came with it another motel. And so, you know, the matter of fact is, we hope that we would be encouraging new businesses to come and help support the grow of the community through the grow of this convention center. So I
would add to that. I mean, tourism's so important to our community. If you look around, we would have fewer businesses on Main Street. We'd have fewer eating and drinking establishments. We'd have fewer activities around town if it weren't for tourists. Mm-hmm. It allows Valentine's economy to basically be outsized for the amount of people that are around here. And so continuing to support that has a positive effect on just the livability of Valentine for existing citizens.
So what are the costs of this? I mean, the building is somewhere in the $2 million value range or something like that. But to build a new one like that would be, what, five times that or something?
Yeah. So there's been quite a bit of work put into this with architects, engineers, some private contractors. They've told us, they've looked at the existing building, told us what it would cost to do, you know, kind of what we're looking at. And you're in that $9 million range. They said to put a building up that size and do what we want to do would be like $15 million.
So not quite double.
Yeah, a good 50%, 60% higher.
Yeah, and something else that's happened is COVID kind of blew this economy up, right? There was a lot of federal money spent, and rates were really low. It caused a lot of construction to happen, and construction costs have just gone through the roof. So since pre-COVID, construction costs in America have gone up between 30 and 40%. Anybody that's tried to build something recently has felt that. And so this, we think, to accommodate both of these uses, this is the most efficient route. And every year that we wait, it becomes more and more difficult because it's getting out of reach.
So let's say it costs $9 million. Where's that money come from? How do you come up with that in our community?
Yeah, so just to put it pretty simply, I mean, we try to raise a third locally. We have commitments of $450,000, and we haven't asked for any money. We actually have $100,000 in the bank that somebody gave because they believe in the project. That single-handedly is already the most money that's ever been raised for a community project in Valentine.
That's more than the golf course, I think, total was about $400,000.
More than the golf course, right? So a third from private individuals, and those commitments will range from, you know, whatever somebody's comfortable giving to legacy type gifts, right? Mm-hmm. And then a third will come from the city and the county together. So the city would throw in $1.5 million from sales tax. So just a reminder, we have the 0.5-cent sales tax. It's half of the 1.5 cents. 0.5-cent that was passed by the voters twice now, and it's specifically to be used for betterment projects. So it funded the pool, it funded the golf course, it funded Mid Plains Community College. We currently have about $750,000 in that account extra because sales tax receipts have grown.
Right.
And it's producing about $210,000 a year over what the bond obligations are for the pool and for the golf course in Mid Plains. So that'd be the city 1.5 again, just from sales tax, and then $1.5 million from the county from the lodging tax, which the balance is as of today saved probably $1.3 million, maybe a little bit more. And then the remaining $3 million ish would come from statewide foundations. And those are foundations that we've already worked with, that we've had conversations